Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sun like leaves, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. Where the air is pure feral, laden with the breath of flowers, they are blooming by the fountain, neath the I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often hindered on my journey by the broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the is not this the land of Beulah, blessed blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always. Take thy cross, thou needst not fear, for I've trod the way before thee, and Blessed, blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always bright.
Hello again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful again to be able to be back to the radio station and have what we consider a God-given opportunity that might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We do sincerely appreciate everyone who's tuned in. Thank you for your prayers and thank you for the attention you give to the broadcast. We do sincerely, we are sincerely thankful and hope that you'll be in prayer for the work here. Our desire is to bring forth things and teachings from God's Word that the good Lord knows will truly be the most beneficial for everyone to hear, so that from gaining information and gaining instruction from God's Word, that we all might come to a closer relationship with God. I'm not trying to draw attention to myself nor to what I personally represent. Perhaps I'm just trying to make certain that come across as our intent is to be a servant unto God and bring the things out that would help someone, hopefully many someones, to draw closer to God and trying to serve Him. I think that's what our duty is. I think that oftentimes you can watch and you can consider and see that intent is not what is apparent in so much that's called religion. Rather than trying to please ourselves or to please a group of people, you could select things which probably would be the most pleasing to people to hear and be popular and draw a following that way. But I don't think that's what that God wants. I believe God wants us to represent Him, approach Him, study His Word with His direction, and then present that He's laid upon our hearts so that He can use that to help others to find Him. So that's our intent, and we appreciate you supporting us as you do as we try to accomplish that great work. Had a song played as we come on. Hope you've enjoyed the good song. That song says, "Is not this the land of Beulah?" And that, for those of you who've never heard that before, that word Beulah, that has a significance in the Scriptures. God, He refers to the land as being married to Him, that it is a precious land, a place which that is, it has this intimate relationship with God. And I won't spend a lot of time talking about it. The songs is sang by the Isaacs. Many groups have sang that before, and I just think they do a great job with it, talking about dwelling in the presence of God, not only living in a place of peace and happiness. I'm talking about real, not just peace of mind, but without turmoil and strife down in your soul. And I think that relationship that we forge with God in soul salvation and go on to serve Him in His body, which is called His church, that there is a great blessing in that, and one that we don't just have to think about, but we experience it in our lives. So I enjoy the song and the good thoughts in it. I think that group does a good job with it, and hope you've enjoyed it too. We need to go to the Lord in prayer, and then after we pray, we'll try to take up the thought that's on our hearts. So if it's to where you can, like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for your great many blessings you should richly bestow upon us through thy Son, Christ Jesus, and thankful for the opportunity to be a servant unto thee, our God, thankful for the calling which you've called us with, and ask you to forgive us where we have failed you and come short so many ways. We ask you to strengthen us and help us that we might be such that in serving God that we can go forth and in such service be helpful to those about us. We pray, Father, today that you would remember the many sad and needy circumstances which seem to be so abundant about us. We pray for those who are in need. Pray, Father, for those who are distressed, trying to find their way along life's journey. We pray, Father, mainly for the lost, and ask you, Lord, to help us in serving thee, our God, we might be of a benefit that might hold up the very the Savior of the world, lifting him up that he might draw men and women to him. We pray, Father, today that you would help those who that are on beds of affliction. We pray for their comfort and for their health. We ask you to help us to have words of kindness that we might share, be sincere in our conduct and conversation. And Father, that indeed we may be a neighbor to these. Ask you, Father, again to remember those who have been saved. It may be a great calling of God, a lifting up of the pillar in the ground of the truth, that there might be leadership and guidance and direction to unite together in that place which is pleasing to thee. Help us, Lord, to hold that standard above all other things, to be pleasing to God and to set out with courage to follow thee. We pray, Father, that the church would be blessed and revived and go forth in the work of God in such a way that, Father, that we'd not only have an impact upon our fellow lost men, but upon our communities, that might be a turning to God and might be such a atmosphere, and that, Father, that indeed you'd be glad to bless it. Pray, Father, for our country, that you would help us to have leaders who'd be mindful to do thy will. And help us to know how to support them as we ought. Give us instruction and guidance that we'd know what we ought to support and what we ought to withdraw ourselves from. Father, bless this program. Bless the work that you've set forward here, and help it, Lord, to be prosperous, that not only would the truth go forward, but many would indeed be helped thereby and be a great gathering together unto thee. Help us again to study and prepare. Bless those who tune in regularly. Help us, Father, to be such that it be manifestly known that the work that's going forth, that's of God, not of man. We'll be careful to give you the honor and the glory, for it's in Christ's name we do ask and pray. At all those things we fail to ask, fail not to grant, for we seek these favors in the name of Christ Jesus. For his name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we said earlier, we have some thoughts on our heart we feel like we need to try to address, and we do want to give our attention to those thoughts. As those who've tuned in frequently know, we have been addressing the thoughts from what's called articles of faith. These are doctrinal points, points which that been gathered together to just provide a very basic or very fundamental points relating to what that we believe that the Bible teaches. We've been taking up different points and that which are addressed in these. I've been asked in different ways about details about these articles, and appreciate the questions that have been asked, and hope that as we continue to study and continue to address these points, that perhaps even the ideas will be more clear that's been provided. There is a website which that is, it goes along with our program here. The program's called Fishers of Men. We've put together a website which has these articles of faith attached to them. Also, on that same website, if you have missed one of the broadcasts, like to hear a previous sermon, we are in work right now of getting those attached to that website as well, have those stored there. We don't know how many will be able to be held at that site at this time, but we're hopeful that we'll be able to have an exhaustive history of these sermons. You can find all this information at the following website. The website is titled fisherofmenbaptistic.com. Now, Fisher is without the S, not Fishers, but Fisher of Men, Baptistic, like Baptist, but Baptistic.com. And there's the explanations there of more details about my own background and about what we believe, where that we're from, and then again, information on the articles of faith, and sermons are linked there, and there are some booklets that have been typed out and been added there, and hope that this resource, that it's helpful, and that's the intent of it. It's not, again, you won't find a place there where that we ask for donations if you want to support the work or anything like that. There are several churches that support the work back home. We're very thankful for them, and what we're trying to do is just provide information and sermons and that would be helpful, hopefully, to enrich your life and draw you and help you to become more familiar with God's Word, and it might not only for you but help your families as well. in drawing closer to God. I know I've been truly blessed and down through my life through the information that I've been able to study and had the opportunities to consider. So just want to provide that same opportunity with the help of the Lord, and really believe that's what the Lord would have for us to do. In this study, the end of the Articles of Faith, we're down in about the sixth article, and I've been studying and think we may go back and maybe address some more points out of the fifth point, maybe in the near future. But at this time, we're on that sixth article, and the title of it is The Freeness of Salvation. And I'm going to read a couple of points about the freeness of salvation that's expressed, and we'll read some scriptures and try to, with the time we have, address some details on the freeness of salvation. First off, we believe that the blessings of salvation are made free to all, that means to everybody, by the gospel, and that it is the immediate duty of all to accept them by a cordial, penitent, and obedient faith. So with this before us, we want to read some scriptures about the freeness of salvation. First off, that is that we believe that these blessings of salvation, that they are made free to everybody. We'll start reading out of the scriptures then in Isaiah chapter 55. In Isaiah 55, we find the scriptures to say, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." We'll stop reading here. This gives us a reading lesson to go along with our thought, and that reading lesson that I've read is from Isaiah chapter 55, and that's the first through the third verse. And here we find these verses of Scripture, and it's easy to see that the Scriptures are from where that we draw this statement in this Articles of Faith, that the Bible indeed teaches that salvation is a free gift from God. It's something that God has provided free for everyone. He's provided it in Christ Jesus that all may experience and have an opportunity to benefit from this great gift of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And we're talking about the soul salvation of men, salvation of the soul of men and women. The scripture says, and this first word that's used is ho, H-O. And that word is a word used to gain our attention, to call our attention to something. It also says stop. Stop and consider. I mean, you know, that's an important thing for everybody to do in a world which we live that oftentimes seems like it is so busy, moving at such a high rate, is to just stop and consider, stop and think. God is the one who's offering the information, so we're being told to stop and consider what God's saying. He says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." God has provided waters. "And he that hath no money, come without price." It says, "Come ye, buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." This doesn't cost a thing for us. Somebody's already paid this price. And that price of redemption was paid by Christ Jesus. I think about the waters that the Lord mentioned when he was speaking to a woman at a well. It's recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 4. Where the Lord said that he that drinks of the waters, so this woman came to where Christ was at. Christ was sitting at a well. At that time, you got your water out of a well by drawing it up using something like a bucket, something to catch the water in on the end of a rope or some other something to tie to it and drop the bucket down in the water, ease it down in, dip the water out, bring it up. The Lord, referring to that water, said, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I'll provide to him shall never thirst again." But that water be in him a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life. These are the waters that God's offering. And how much does it cost? It says without price. Come without money. Come without price. The waters have been paid for. Who paid for them? Christ Jesus paid for these waters that you and I could have them for free. So it's a free salvation. It's free because Christ has made them free for everyone who will come to him and drink of this water. Revelation 22 and verse 17, we find this beckoning call again in the scriptures. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The water of life has been provided for of God. It's free that all may have it. Over in John in chapter 3, this is the Gospel of John in chapter 3. We mentioned the Gospel of John just a moment ago when we referred to chapter 4, the woman at the well. Sometimes those verses are referred to. This is a reference to where that the Lord makes this comment about free salvation unto all when he's bringing his own gospel. John 3 verses 14 through 16. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We find here that the Lord was lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was crucified on a cross, hanging between the heavens and the earth, that a man on earth could find a home in heaven. He hanging there paid the price that the waters of life would be free. And I noticed that again, over in Isaiah, in Revelation, and now again in John, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever's athirst, come, take of this. The scripture says God gave it, he so loved the world, so loved it. To such an extent did God love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for who, it says, that whosoever believeth in him. It's a provision of God for everyone who'll come believing in Christ. Now we find then the next point of this, the first point being satisfied, the blessings of salvation are made free to all. The next point is that it is then the immediate duty of all to accept them, to believe upon God, not only to have the mind, which is, makes a ascension, which submits to the fact that God has made this free provision, but not only do we accept it with the mind, but believe upon it with the heart, and then the type of faith comes from the heart, is described here, by a cordial, penitent, and obedient faith. The scripture says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Another verse of scripture out of Hebrews 11 says this. It says that it's without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who would come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Not only do we believe he's there with the mind, but we also must with the heart believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's our duty to come to God with this obedient, cordial, and penitent, that is to repent to God to find this blessing of salvation that God's made free in Christ. Think about Acts chapter 17, we find this. Part of what the Apostle Paul preached on this occasion, in verses 30 and 31, he said, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. We are assured of free salvation in Christ. Not only has Christ went to the cross, but God raised him from the dead. Christ really gave his life totally, but death could not hold him. And the very declaration in the resurrection from the dead is that life that overcomes death is in Christ. God's provided it there. And so with this full declaration of God before us, we're called upon, all of us are called upon, to come to God in repentance and believe upon Christ for redemption from sin and for soul salvation. A free gift from God in Christ. And with all this love, God so loved us that he provided this, we're called upon to come forward immediately. Now think about Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter preaching on this time. He says, for the promise, this is verse 39 of Acts 2, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. This exhortation, this behooving, this pleading is because salvation's gift is free. It's a great call, a great summoning to the free gift of God, and it calls upon us to be moved, to deliver, to find deliverance now in Christ. God has provided that he would save us, but then we're called upon to save ourselves in hearing it and reacting to it. We can't save our own soul, as it were, but we can resist it. Not going to be forced into being saved. We must come to God, and in that we find our part. And our part alone in it. For nothing else can we do. Christ paid the price. Christ did pay the price. And that it's in him, that God has provided this. So hear the call. As many as the Lord our God shall call. He is calling today. And you hear that call, God dealing with your heart, you ought to move. Move forward to God today. God deals with us, and I'm glad he does. He deals with me. And I want you to know that it's a great blessing. Even when he reproves me, points out that I've done something wrong, that's because of love. And I hope if God's dealing with you today, that you'll respond as God is calling for you to do. This has been our message. Thank you again for tuning in. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If we can be of any help in any way, don't hesitate to get a hold of us as the information's been provided. Be glad to pray and do whatever that we can to assist as we may. Thank you again.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. And you can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.